Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor David Fleming. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 Corinthians, the 8th chapter. Now, concerning food offered to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge. This knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. If anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by God. Therefore, as to the eating of food offered to idols, we know that an idol has no real existence and that there is no God but one. For although there may be so-called gods in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord Jesus, through whom all things are, and through whom we exist. However, not all possess this knowledge, but some, through former association with idols, eat food as really offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. Food will not commend us to God. We are no worse off if we do not eat, and no better off if we do. But take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will he not be encouraged, if his conscience is weak, to eat food offered to idols? And so by your knowledge, this weak person is destroyed, the brother for whom Christ died. Thus, sinning against your brothers and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Corinthian Christians were in a bit of a social challenge. They were surrounded by idol worshippers. The popular hangouts in their day were associated with idols, and when they'd eat at non-Christian homes, they might be served meat that was offered to idols, as was most of the meat available at market. What should they do? Paul writes his answer in our text today, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, and through the next two chapters, 9 and 10. Paul's biggest concern is acting out of love for our fellow Christians, not out of right based on knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up, he writes. Of course, Paul isn't against knowledge. He's opposed to the way that we use what we know. There's a way to be arrogant, self-serving, and unloving in the way we use knowledge, in effect bragging that we know so much more than others, mocking their lack of understanding. Paul reminds us, but if anyone loves God, he is known by God. How is it that you and I love God? It's because he knows us. He chose us. He called us to faith. He gave us his Holy Spirit so that we believe in him and receive the saving work of Jesus for forgiveness and eternal life. Indeed, Jesus died and rose because he knew we were coming, and he gave it all. It's all gift. It's all given to us. We didn't earn it or figure it out. We love because he first loved us. So we never want to use knowledge to harm others. The Corinthians asked Paul if it was right for them to eat meat sacrificed to idols. Their argument appears to be, we know that idols aren't real, only the true God is real. Consequently, we know that meat offered in sacrifice to idols is the same as any other meat. We should be free to eat it. Paul calls them to think of their fellow Christians, especially those who don't yet fully understand that idols are nothing. Your eating of meat, idol meat, might cause them to think it's okay to worship idols and to turn from Jesus. friends in Christ, we're free in so many ways, but we willingly set aside our rights at times to be loving to our brothers and sisters in Christ. You're not going to try to persuade an alcoholic to join you in a drink, even though you're free to have one yourself. Today is St. Mary, Mother of our Lord Day. Mary, like us, was a sinner. She rejoiced in God, my Savior. But by the work of the Holy Spirit, she didn't insist on her rights, but let the Lord gift her with a son, the Son of God, before she was married, even though this would cause her no little shame. That's love. She served as Jesus' mother out of love for God. Jesus always serves you in love. Receive his forgiveness, his truth, and let it flow through you in forgiveness and care, willingly using your days to serve those he puts in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you chose the Virgin Mary to be the mother of your only Son. Grant that we who are redeemed by his blood may share with her in the glory of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.